Is this thing on?
Yeah, it is on.
All right. What's up, campers? Welcome to the first episode of season two. Thank you so much for your support on season one and while we were gone. As always, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Trails Podcast to keep up with our stories and receive updates. And don't forget to subscribe or follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts. But besides, you know, the generic plugs, season two, I'm excited. Who else is excited? All right, that was really quiet. But
yeah, no one's excited except for you.
I'm super excited. Season two, it's going to be a blast. You guys can look forward to episodes every Sunday at 7 p.m. As usual. But they're going to be so much more fun because every episode has a special guest. On today's episode,
our special guest is Mr. Pratham Gujar from the Tech Check. So I know Pratham from school, and Aditya and Andrew just met him a couple minutes ago, but they're already best friends. So Pratham, you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your podcast.
Yeah, so like I just said, I'm Pratham Gujar. I'm a senior, and I have a podcast called The Tech Check where we talk about gaming and like technology news. We've recently been doing a bunch of like interviews with small startups and companies, so you can check that out. As far as my camping, I've been camping almost every summer, except maybe like the last 2 years I haven't been camping too much. But you know, we usually like don't go hardcore camping. We tried once, but it didn't work out too well.
It sounds like you're more of the glamping type.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that later. No, I get that. You know, it's hard to go camping. I mean, we're all students in high school. And I think that's like one of the biggest things that I always remind our listeners about is like, we're students in high school. So there's only so much we can do. But yeah, I mean, you know, senior year, you know, it's a big year. So obviously, you know, SATs and college apps and things like that. I just took my SATs like an hour ago. I just came back from them. So wow. That was a blast. But yeah. Anything else, Pratham?
I mean, I guess I like photography and like stuff like that. So, you know, I always bring my camera to camping and everything. So, you know, it's kind of fun.
All right.
Yeah. Should we start off with our most corny question? What's your definition of camping?
Definition of camping, Pratham?
Well, I'd say camping is just kind of like a break from like the outside world, you know, from all this tech and everything, just to go back and just chill in the forest, you know.
Yeah.
Hang out with like some friends and family and just relax, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, camping can be defined as like a break from all the tech, but I mean, today we're talking about the tech related in camping.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it's not too much of a break. Do we want to just jump right in? Some of the tech we can talk about?
We want to bring in Oxford's definition of camping or no? leave that in season one.
Yeah.
All right, they can go to season one and what is that, like episode two or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to hear AJ's Oxford Oxford definition of camping, go check out our definition, season one, episode two. There you go. All right, let's talk about some tech because that's why we have you on. Mm-hmm. First off, I'm like a Luddite when it comes to tech and camping. The only thing I ever bring is like my phone and maybe a portable charger. Yeah, it's like I'm not gonna bring like, you know, a full studio system and mainly because it's probably just inconvenient to carry.
True, but yeah.
What are some, you know, tech gadgets that you might bring on a camping trip?
Yeah, so like apart from like a phone and like a portable charger, we usually bring a generator just so that we could get like a grill up and running. Mm-hmm. We bring like speakers, obviously, just because, you know, we're more of the glamping type.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just have like a bunch of like lights just like everywhere, massive tents. Yeah.
Work lights and yeah. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, what about you? I feel like you're a lot more technologically aware than I might be when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I bring the portable charger, the phone, got all the cables. I haven't brought a lot of like technology and electronics, but I bring a lot of different types of gadgets.
Yeah.
We can probably talk about the difference a little later, but
yeah.
Yeah, I have the small knickknacks and everything that I bring.
You brought your GoPro one camping trip, and that was wicked fun.
I did. Yeah, we got some cool manhunt footage.
You still haven't sent me that footage. Nice.
And then there's me, who just brings the weather rock, and that's about it.
Andrew forgot his phone on the biggest camping trip he's ever been on.
Yeah, so. It's the most important one too. Like you actually need to bring your phone.
What was that? Was that wasn't summer camp? Was it?
That was Jambo. Jamboree.
Oh, that was Jamboree. Oh,
going to a different state and he forgets his phone.
Oh my god! Like,
six different states. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. We're lucky if Andrew remembers to pack. So, technology. We yeah. That might be a push for Andrew.
Yeah, I can go without it.
He's a true camper.
A lot more gadgets.
So, you mentioned earlier that you're more of the glamping type.
Mm-hmm.
And Aditya is a huge hater on glamping. But you also mentioned that you tried like hardcore camping once.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that trip so we can
see
what it was like?
Yeah, give us some context.
It was kind of interesting because like we were planning to go, right?
Yeah.
And so many things happened that like we ended up not going to that location. We had to switch locations because like nobody wanted to go. So we just went to like another one that we went like every year to like New Hampshire. And we just like brought everything that we usually brought. Cause like we were planning to take baths in like the river or whatever.
Oh wow.
So like we were planning to go like full camping or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then we just like last minute everyone was just like, nah.
Yeah, they all
just bailed. I mean, I'm hoping to do it this summer at least. Like if like all the parents don't want to come around, you know.
You need a crew to go camping with. You know. Yeah. You don't need to ask twice.
Like, you know?
Honestly, just like check in with the troop. We'll cut with the troop will pick you, or like just the four of us right here.
Yeah, we'll take you on a proper trip.
That'd be dope.
You're gonna eat well because Andrew's an avid cooker,
mm-hmm.
And Aditya can make a decent fire, so you're not gonna freeze.
Right.
And I'm just kind of there.
Yeah. AJ with his conversational skills,
of course. You
know? All my singing and storytelling.
Hey, those are the essential parts of camping.
Yeah,
don't sleep on those. We got them all.
But you might roll your eyes when I bring out the puns.
Oh boy.
AJ at the ripe age of 17 has already mastered the dad joke. But I need to. You got to tell us more about like this camping that you do every year that, you know, it's kind of like glamping. Like, describe this camping trip, because I just know, I don't know much about it. So talk to me about what you do.
So we usually go to New Hampshire for camping. It's like the same spot, like every 1 or 2 years. And we start around like 10 in the morning, just head over there. And the first thing we do is just kind of like find like a flat area. We get like massive tents. Like I know like our family, we have like a 6-person tent, even though there's only 3 people in our
party
family.
Tents, yeah, I mean, I know what you mean. Like,
yeah,
a 6-person tent turns into a tent just for me. Like,
yeah, like it's to the point where we just have like a dedicated part of the tent where you can just like lie down and look at the stars or whatever. Nice. But we're always under trees, so that's never a great option.
Okay.
It just ends up being a place to put your shoes in. Yeah, and then after we set up camp, we'll have like a grill and just bring like some chicken. We'll start grilling some chicken, get some s'mores going.
Nice. All classic. What else could you ask for?
Exactly. All the parents are just sitting around the fire, just telling, like singing songs, telling each other stories. And all of like the kids and like all the younger people, we just go into like a single tent, whip out like Monopoly or a deck of cards.
Yeah, it's like prime time camping right here. You got Monopoly. Yeah. All right. So you are sleeping on the ground in tents, though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you're up in New Hampshire. Where in New Hampshire do you remember?
I don't. It's been a while since we've gone. Probably like 2 or 3 years. Yeah.
And then for food, do you guys like, are you guys cooking your own food for every meal?
Yeah, we cook our own food. It's usually chicken in the night, and in the morning we just make like omelets and like we bring croissants and stuff like that.
Nice. That's good.
Surprised the tech guy's not like Ubering Eats or getting the Amazon drone.
You guys aren't like going to a local restaurant for lunch or something. That would have been disappointing.
What about for other other campers there? Like, are the people with like trailers showing up or anything like that? Not trailers,
RVs.
Yeah, RVs.
I've seen one or two people show up, but honestly, like the camping site we go to, it's pretty open to the point where it's like there's a lot of facilities nearby. So you don't really have any people like RVs pulling up or anything. It's just people camping for like one or two days and just
that doesn't sound like a very crowded place, right? Like everyone's kind of spread out across the site.
Yeah.
Nice. So I mean, I'm sure it's a good time. Who are you going with?
So I have like a friend group where it's like probably like 8 or 9 kids and like a few families, like everyone's families come together, and it's probably like a total party of like 20, I think is the most we've had, which is like a lot.
That's pretty good.
So yeah, we'd like rent like more than one camping site all next to each other and just like.
Cool. Yeah. Man, I got to get in on that.
Hey, you're always welcome.
Dude, I hope so. I'll be there next time. Just keep a lookout. I'll just be like up in the tree, like spying.
What kind of major activities do you guys do? Like, do you guys do any major organized games of any sort? Or
yeah, so one of my friends, he brings like a spike ball thing, like a spike ball set. So we'll play with that. There's also a beach nearby, so we go to the beach and just like, I don't know, we'll play volleyball, football, or just like go swimming. Other than that, we'll just like ride our bikes down the road or whatever, because there's like a narrow road that goes to like each of the camping sites. But we'll just go riding our bikes around.
Dude, never would have thought the host of the Tech Check had more camping game than I do. Wow.
Yeah, you just got outdone, Aditya. You just got
all did.
Yeah.
Got done in our camping. Wow. Okay. Any memorable stories from those camping trips, like one year that just stuck out in particular?
Well, there was just one time where I just like, instead of like going out into the tent, I just like sat in the car and just started blasting like random music. And, like everyone else just like hung inside the car.
Nice.
And we were just chilling there. Huh?
Just for like no reason at all? Or
yeah, just for no reason. I just like turned on the car and it was just like a big van. Everyone was sitting inside. All the parents were like trying to set up the tents, and I was like, yeah, let's run some music over here.
I respect it.
Yeah, so you kind of go, is this the only place you've been camping to, or are there other spots?
Yeah, it's the only place. The only other place I wanted to go is that one place we wanted to go hardcore camping, but
where was this?
I don't remember. I want to say it was like Vermont, but I don't know actually. It was somewhere like further up north though.
Okay.
That kind of answers my follow-up question, which would be, where would you most want to go next? Like, yeah, if definitely. if you could go anywhere in the world, I guess, would you still want to go there? Or
anywhere in the world? I don't know. I'd probably go somewhere in Japan. You know, I really like the scenery in Japan. You got a lot of spots there. I think camping there would be really rigorous though, especially if you're going up north, because it's like very cold and very snowy up there. But there's a lot of places to go camping, like near hot springs, like a natural hot springs. That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, that was a really good choice. That like,
I don't think we've ever thought about Japan.
Yeah.
I think we once answered that question.
Yeah,
like the rocky areas of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Like just all over. I would love to camp all over Europe,
like the Swiss Alps and all that,
everywhere. Just like spend like a whole year just camping in Europe. That would be so sick. Because like I feel like Europe has the resources, but like Asia, Central Asia, it's like just dry land for a lot of it. What about you, Andrew?
I think I originally answered in like kind of like a more tropical environment.
I think that's what you said.
Yeah. Hearing his little answer, I'm like, yeah, like Japan's like known for its like crazy mountains. I'm just like, bro, like, sure, I'll climb those mountains.
What is it, Mount
Fuji?
Japan, right? Yeah, Mount Fuji.
And then there's Kilimanjaro in Africa. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cool places across Africa too, but it's a bit sketchy sometimes.
Africa's like your Sahara location. What about you? You remember what you said?
I think I said Greenland.
You might.
Ooh, Greenland.
There's rumors that they don't have like mosquitoes or like small bugs.
Yeah.
So that was very appealing to me. And also, like, you see all these like pictures online of just like these beautiful landscapes and like waterfalls and everything. So I'd definitely choose there. Either there or Scotland. Because I'm Scottish and they have a lot of nice places to camp along the coast.
Going to the Highlands.
Camping on hole 18. Okay, so then Pratham, you know, just the infamous question before we start talking about some of the tech and gadgets that we all use on camping.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, from what I've heard, right, your camping experiences aren't exactly glamping. I think they're legit camping experiences. They're Addy certified camping. So knowing that and kind of having that in the back of your head, what is your opinion on glamping?
On glamping, honestly, I don't like glamping that much. I kind of have to agree with you over there because when it comes to camping, I just want to like, you know, just have everything all natural, you know, try to like have that sort of bit of like a survival instinct, I guess. I get kind of like a little bit of a thrill going back and you're trying to doing everything yourself instead of like relying on a bunch of stuff. So I just think it's just very interesting.
Wise words from a wise man. I feel like there shouldn't always be like a plan B. You know, if you mess something up, you got to live with it.
Yeah.
You know, if you lose an arm, well, you lose an arm.
Part of the experience, you know?
I mean, it should be concerning if you lose an arm while camping, but.
Okay, let's talk about tech. I'm going to pass it off to AJ to lead the segment because tech is not my expertise. So
neither is it mine.
Yeah, you know, I got the YouTube experience for tech that lasted a couple of videos. So we mentioned some stuff earlier, but this is we can kind of go into more in depth for some things. So you said that you bring portable chargers, and I know DD has brought some as well. Do you have any brands that you like better than others? And I know certain ones have like certain like USB ports or USB-C. Some have different milliamp hours. So kind of give us like the basics.
Yeah, so there's this one portable charger I got. It was like from BJ's or whatever, but they said it's pretty like resistant, you know, like waterproof and all that. I think it was called Tomtac. I'm not sure. It was something like that, like Tomtac, but it was like $20 for like a bundle. So I think I liked that. I've never taken it camping yet because I got it like last year, but for sure this summer, I'm like, I really want to go camping because it's like, maybe my last year here in Mass, maybe like, you know, with my friends and everything. So I'm definitely planning on taking that to camping if we go.
Yeah, reach out to us. We'll take you camping.
Yeah, for sure, man.
100%.
Yeah, I got the Goal Zero like one. So they have like the USB that flips up. And I have like a couple different sizes of those. And those have lasted me for a couple of years now. I also have this like giant brick that has like four USB ports. I think it's like 20,000 milliamp hours, which is like a beast. I don't remember the brand, but it was like kind of cheap. It's not the greatest, but you know, it gets a job done for like a weekend camping trip. I can charge everything multiple nights.
Yeah, there's always like this one friend of mine who just brings like a massive like brick like that, and we just all like plug our phones in. There's just so many different like USBs and everything, and he has like one of those converters where you plug in one USB and there's like three different like outputs. So that's like really handy.
I feel like this guy would really like the solar panel chargers and stuff like that, but
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I was just about to like talk about like solar like generators and stuff like that. I was like watching like a video of like some dude. He built his own like solar powered generator for camping, and I was like, I kind of want to try that now. I want to kind of want to try building like a solar powered like generator. But like, I'm not that great at putting stuff together, you know.
Yeah.
Andrew, what was the charger that we had at the Jamboree? Because we had like a giant thing, and that was solar powered as well, right?
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking of. I don't know the name of it, but it was it was pretty effective. It was like this, like one of those industrial like solar panel like panels, but it wasn't like a big one or anything. But it was a very sizable one. It would just sat there, sucked up all the sun, and then like it went into like this kind of like outlet. It had it, and everyone just plugged in all their chargers into it, and then people had their chargers on chargers and stuff like that, or something like that. Or
yeah, we probably had like 15 devices,
or an extension cable or something like that.
Yeah, we drained that battery because I don't think my phone was above 50% more than like a couple days at the Jamboree.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I kind of left my phone at home.
Yeah, it was like nowhere to plug in. So our troop that we went with, they had one that they bought beforehand. And if you had a charging brick that was charged, you could probably get some money or some patches for a charge or something.
Yeah, there was also the infamous McDonald's on top of the mountain that people would trek up to get hopes of charging.
It was Chick-fil-A.
It was Chick-fil-A? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went up, I forget with who, and the lines were ridiculously long. And they ran out of food halfway through the day, so we had to wait like 2 hours.
Wow.
Just for them to get restocked, and it was just not worth it for me.
I would assume many people might have gone up there just to charge their phones because like they probably have an outlet somewhere.
For sure. I think for me, portable chargers, it's either like the little Mophie ones. I always have one of those. That, or I just smooch off AJ. I'll like text
him. Yeah, he's always taking my charge.
You could probably scroll through our texts, and half of our texts are like the Friday night before a camping trip, and it's just me like, hey, you have a portable charger? He's like, yup. I'm like, all right, expect me to take it from you at some point.
You know, he also takes my cords too. So I can't charge myself.
I usually bring my own cords, or I try to. You know, when time permits, I will pack a cord.
All right. I think our next question on tech.
What's up? Speaker.
Our next one. Yeah, we can go speakers. I just got one of these JBL Flips for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is very powerful, and it's a really good one. It's for Christmas, they had a good deal, so I got it for like I think 70 something bucks.
Oh wow.
Usually they're like 100 or 115.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to spend some cash, I definitely recommend that one.
JBL is a good speaker brand as well. Yeah. I have a JBL speaker as well. I just got it for Christmas as well.
I didn't get a JBL Christmas. if you couldn't put two and two together. But, AJ, I'm sure that speaker is better than the little U speaker that you had.
Oh, my gosh. That thing was horrible.
That thing was so fun.
It's like an unknown brand called U Speaker.
Yeah,
it's like this tiny thing, probably like the size of like a quarter, probably like a little bigger than
wow.
that.
Probably the kind of speaker you get at like Walmart or something like that.
Yeah, it's a dollar store kind of speaker, but it didn't last very long, and it kept the Bluetooth kept disconnecting, and I mean it was probably mad because the DTS playlist is trash.
Okay.
So, I mean that could have been the reason it died.
Throwing shade on the DTS playlist.
You made your song request, but that was the thing. It was like we were going on a hike. You know, it's funny because like every 100 feet, the music would just stop playing on the speaker, and I'd hear it through my phone in my back pocket. Like, what is happening? And then I think like towards the end of the hike, the thing just broke, and so we
we were musicless for the second half of the hike.
The DTA broke his speaker.
I don't know, but yeah. I'm looking forward to going on a hike with that JBL Flip.
And JBL Flips are nice. Like one of my friends.
We can do the party boost too.
Yeah. One of my friends, he got like a JBL speaker. He brings it like every time for camping. And like he also brought it to like our Costa Rica trip, and it just is very nice. It's very nice. The sound quality is great. And like you can put it like half volume, and you can just like feel like the bass drop and everything on that. It's just insane.
What do you guys use when you go camping?
So like we use the same thing, like a JBL Flip. Like one or two of my friends, they bring like two speakers, and we'll just like start blasting those in like tents or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like whenever we go biking or whatever.
Yeah, we usually try to find something that we can kind of clip on. Mm-hmm. I've got a speaker with a clip. It's a JBL actually. It's pretty small, but it does the job, especially when we're hiking. I think it's harder to like listen to music when you're biking because people are so far away.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned the biking, I think the flips, I think they're big enough where if you have a water bottle holder, I think you might be able to fit it in there. And that could be.
I feel like the safest thing would be like a basket though, or just putting it like.
Yeah, like I have like a pouch on my bike, so I just like put a bunch of snacks or whatever, my phone in there.
Yeah, biking trips are fun.
What's your go-to camping snack?
My go-to camping snack, hot. It has to be Clif Bars. I love Clif Bars.
Yes. What flavor though? That could be the kicker.
Flavor. I think I've only gotten the peanut butter one.
The crunchy peanut butter?
Yeah, I've only gotten that one.
Those are the classic.
They're pretty good. I
always get the big packet BJ's. It's like 20 chocolate and chips and 20 crunchy peanut butter. I'm always left with the peanut butter because the chocolate ones are so much better at first.
I rotate through. Like, I'm just like trying all of them. You know? Mm-hmm. They have like different types of Clif Bars, not like flavors, but like they have a like, protein. And, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They just have different types. So I'm like rotating through. But yeah, right now I'm vibing with the crunchy peanut butter one.
It's nice.
I like the, I got the blueberry something by accident.
Very anything.
Then they were, it was actually pretty good. Like, there were kind of some chunks of blueberries and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd recommend at least trying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next, let's jump to watches because I'm curious about like the different watches that you guys have or use for camping.
Mm-hmm. So watches, I have like this old Casio watch that I just bring around. I like the Casio watch and another watch that I had was like an Iron Man watch, not like Marvel Iron Man, but it's like it's a brand. Yeah. So I like the Iron Man one a lot better just because it was a lot more sturdy and there's so many like options in it where you could like check like what date, well, you could check on like the other watch what date it was, but you can like put things in like its own calendar.
Right.
Where, like I can't do on like the other watch. Right now. Yeah. So you can do like a lot more on that watch, and it was just a lot more easier to use. I also got like this Fossil watch where it like doesn't look like a watch that can be used for camping, but it has like, I don't know what it is, but it has like this like altimeter or something like that. So you can like check like the altitude on it or something with like the dial. And I also like analog watches because you can use that as like a pseudo compass. Like if you align it with the sun correctly, you can, I forget how the hands work, but you can learn how to use it as a compass, which I find really cool.
I didn't know that. I'll have to check that out.
So Pratham, are you the person on the camping trip who just got watches all up their arm? Like 20 watches?
Nah. See, I put one watch on my hand and I put one on my ankle sometimes.
Nice.
Just to mix it up, you know?
AJ, I know you always rock the Apple Watch.
Yeah, I got the techie Apple Watch here. I think it's the 4, Apple Watch 4 I got a couple of years ago. So I got a case from Spigen. So it's a little plastic thing that I put over it to protect it. I got that when I started rock climbing because I would just scratch it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely recommend the Apple Watch. You know, you get all your fitness, the time. I use like the regular stock fitness one because it gives the seconds as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely like my Apple Watch. It was a good investment, I think.
Yeah, Apple Watch is for sure great because not only that, they also have like a built-in compass, a built-in like barometer, so you can check like air pressure, like atmospheric pressure. Yeah, you can check the altitude really easily on that, and like the weather, obviously, because it's a smartwatch.
Right. I think that's when we're like reaching into like Garmin watch.
Right? Yeah. Garmin's also really good for that.
Garmin's are nice.
Garmin and the G-Shocks. The G-Shocks are kind of popular now.
G-Shocks are nice.
They can withstand like anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think I like the Garmin's a little bit better just because of their practicality. I mean, you've got everything from GPS tracking to SOS services. You can check altitude, air pressure, as Pratham was saying, radiation levels. It can tell time, which is great. but I really like the Garmin watches. The only downside is they're like, they start at like $500. So yeah, it is expensive, but I feel like, you know, when you get older and if you become more serious about this stuff, like Garmin watches are a really good investment.
Although if you think about it, some of the Garmin watches you can get like texts and messages. So for $500, that's what I spent for the Apple Watch.
It's kind of
on the same level.
But here, I think the Apple Watch you have to charge, and like the other one you don't.
I have to charge mine every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Garmin does have a lot of. It is comparable to the Apple Watch, and it does have a lot of really cool features. But yeah, it's just crazy. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a watch, and I'm pretty interested in getting a watch. So it's been a pretty interesting listening on this cool conversation here.
Garmin's cool because I mean they're waterproof, they can take hits, and they've got a lot of uses. You just got to watch out for the price and also like kind of what you want to use. If you're just like someone who goes to work every day and has a 9-to-5 job, you don't need a Garmin watch to tell you the air pressure and radiation.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's also like, are you going to use this? And you need to use this. But
if not, you can get a dollar store watch. That's what my dad uses on a day-to-day basis. It was some family game that we did, and there was like a dollar store watch. And it's, I mean, it's not the greatest, but it tells time.
I guess the job done.
All you need to do.
Yeah. All right. Last thing before the ad break, we wanted to talk about drones. And you know, we can try and jump into like, you know, we're kind of skimming the surface with this stuff, but we can definitely jump into this a little bit more in a later episode if you guys want Profin back. So you guys gotta let us know if we want Profin back.
Yeah, I'd be willing to come back.
All right.
Or we just go on Profin show. Why don't we do that? We go.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I got some tech.
I've been on that his podcast before.
Yeah, it has been on there before.
A special episode. So go. Check that out. It was like season 1, episode 14, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hear my voice a little bit more, go check them out.
But let's talk about drones. Okay. I haven't really worked with drones much. I love the only reason I like drones is for the photography aspect.
Yeah.
Not really like, you know, there's people who race drones and then people will be like, hey, do you like drones? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, check out this drone I just built. I'm like, I don't care about the drone. I like drones for photography, not for racing.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like there's different aspects of drones, but Pratham, have you worked with drones specifically?
So the only drones I've ever gotten were like really cheap, like $20, $30 ones. But I have another friend at like school. He got like a really good drone where he actually filmed like a rocket, like a model rocket launch with his drone, which is really cool. Personally for like photography and all that, I think like the Mamba drone is like really nice.
Mamba.
It has like really great quality. The video stability looks like amazing. And a lot of people bring it to like very different parts of the world. Like you have people taking like videos and pictures of like sulfur lakes, which are like really dangerous, like people just without equipment to go there. And you have people like taking nice like cinematography of like mountains and stuff like that. So for anyone who's really going for like an isolated camping experience, a Mamba drone would be great. Even if you're just going for like a normal camping experience, I still think it's worth it.
Is that the Parrot Mamba drone?
I believe it is the Mavic Air. I said
Mavic. Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's what I
got mixed up there. The Mavic Air.
Yeah, DJI is like the you know, at the forefront of drone tech.
Yeah.
I've been from my experience with drones have been the Five Below drones that you get, and they don't even work the first time.
Yep.
But I have like repurposed some of the motors, so I guess that's kind of good. But I was looking into the Mavic Mini from DJI, because it's like $400 or $500. So it's kind of the size of your hand. So I would say it's probably one of the good intro drones that you can get. And it's got a nice camera that you can shoot, I think, 2K video.
Yeah, so. 2K is great.
Hold on, I looked it up. So it's like $400. The Mavic Mini, right, AJ?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like $400. I can't find the...
I think the Air is like $1,000 or something.
Yeah, that one's like...
They go to like ridiculous professional cameras.
Yeah, that's like the Inspire stuff.
Yeah, just like with most things, the better it is and the more expensive it's going to be, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's important to kind of fly one of those $20 to $30 drones so that, you know, when you get that nice Mavic or the Phantom drone, like, you don't crash it on your first.
Yeah, definitely. And like destroy its propellers or whatever.
Exactly. So it's important to like have some experience. I've actually flown a Mavic before. They fly like, I mean, it's, I flew like one of those cheap $20, $30 drones. And then right after I flew a Mavic just to see how it feels. And I mean, wow, it's like, you don't even need to do anything. Because there's so much like auto correcting and autopilot, and it does like course correction and it measures altitude and stuff. Like the coolest thing about those $20 to $30 drones is like you can maybe get a flip out of it if you correct controls, but other than that, it's like the Mavics and what DJI is putting out is pretty insane for drone tech.
DT, what were those drones that we flew at summer camp? Those we did like the drone course.
Yeah, we did the drone like certification thing. I can't remember, but they were really small and they were really cheap, and they were totally okay with us like smashing them into the side of the building.
Oh, you got yelled at for like going up too high because I thought you were gonna go over the lake too.
Yeah, and
they didn't want to replace a $20 drone, so they were like, don't go that high.
Because I was actually pretty good at flying those things. I like to think that I'm a pretty good drone flyer. I just don't have the capital to put down for a $300 drone. And I just don't see, like, I mean, we were talking about it with the watches, like, I just won't use it as much.
Yeah.
So, no, a drone is definitely something I could see myself adding to my arsenal in a few years.
All right. I think with that, we're going to move on to our ad break.
Yep.
So,
see you guys in a bit.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that ad break. And now it's my segment. All right. The best segment. You guys have been waiting all 3-ish months for this, I think, or a week, depending on how you got the trailer. All right. So, the segment is Andrew's Forgotten Campsite. All right. So my segment
called Forgotten, but
it's words. Okay. So basically I know it's a campsite with, you know, missing everything except me. I'm there. So I think it needs some things, you know, so I think we're going to start off with Aditya. What are you going to bring to my campsite?
Question, right? Is like, all right, if I could bring one thing to your campsite.
Yes. One thing.
No, it's not like that riddle that you bring things to the umbrella, but
it's just like if you could add something to a campsite, what would it be?
Yeah, if you're gonna give Andrew a housewarming gift for his new campsite. Yeah,
pretty much, because right now it's empty. It's trees, leaves, along everything in between.
Presence, right, along with my presence, because I'm gonna stick around for a little bit. I would bring a guitar.
A guitar.
I would bring a guitar.
Okay, we're already failing at this point. All right, AJ, we're gonna need your assistance here. Okay.
So I was debating between two different items, but I think a DTA kind of helped me out a little bit there. So he's bringing his guitar, which we could use for some nice firewood.
Hey,
so I'm gonna give you some waterproof matches.
Okay. Ooh, all right. So we might survive the night. Okay.
Wait. Hold on. Is this for survival purposes, or are we assuming that we have stuff there already?
No, it's totally empty.
Yeah, I guess.
I thought we were gonna like. I thought you know tents were provided and.
No.
I thought this was just like a normal campsite that's empty, and now we bring stuff that.
No, it's an empty campsite. It's a campsite that's empty.
I'm still bringing the guitar. Okay.
Okay. I mean,
unique.
It's both good answers. Both good answers. All right. Now, and now for our guest speaker. All right.
You know, I'd bring like a Thermacell mosquito repellent just because, I mean, I don't want to be sitting around an empty campsite with mosquitoes swarming me. Mm. You know, it'd be okay. Nice for the group.
So as of right now, we have a guitar, waterproof matches, and bug spray.
I was kind of expecting there to be like other stuff, but
no, because no, if there was our me,
yeah,
why would I bring something to my own site? Like
no, okay, how about this, right? Andrew to his own site, he brings all like the generic stuff, like tents and stuff.
No, I mean, I'm not bringing that. Yes, that's you guys.
Andrew has the budget for that. Because he works at a gas station.
Yeah.
So our tents just watch tents just be the last thing that someone brings. It's like we have like a guitar, waterproof matches, mosquito repellent nets, and then just like tents are just like the last thing somebody says on one of these episodes.
Yeah, that's the idea. Because I don't want to limit like, oh, there's already tents there because stuff there. I kind of want that, you know, as more people show up, more items are going to bring in, maybe the more obvious ones, like,
oh no, I just feel like
it's all about the creativity.
I just feel like if someone says tents, then they're losing like something that's like, you know, unique or original to themselves.
Like someone could cheat the system and be like, I'm gonna bring a backpack full of everything. And then you're like, you can bring multiple items.
That doesn't count. That's multiple items. See, I'm only bringing it.
Okay. No, I would allow that since it's a backpack full of multiple. No,
why would you allow that? You wouldn't allow
because it's in one thing.
That just doesn't make sense. This fit is so broken.
You can't bring a cargo bin of everything.
Andrew's forgotten campsite or Andrew's faulty campsite?
there's a reason why it's forgotten, okay?
Well, so far we've got a guitar, waterproof matches, and mosquito repellent, and Andrew, like usual, forgot to bring something.
I forgot to bring everything.
So Andrew, this campsite, you said there's trees there, right?
Yeah, there's trees, leaves.
So it's not like last season where Andrew goes, nothing grows?
Yeah, unfortunately, some things have grown since I've left.
Okay, so we're faulty in that one last time.
If you want to check out that segment, you can go check that out on season one.
As of right now, this is going to be a recurring like list of items. So next person, he's going to add on to it. It's pretty solid. I don't know if you guys want to do more explanation of your items, like Ditya, why a guitar?
Well, you see, because I expected there to be tents.
Okay, Ditya, that's enough. All right, AJ.
So I'm going to explain Aditya's item. He really wanted this camping trip to be in tents, but he forgot the tents.
Yeah, I think Aditya wanted this to be like glamping. I think that's what
I don't get it.
You know, like in tents.
there. Gotcha.
But as a hammock person, I just have calm camping trips. But I kind of explained my matches a little earlier just because, you know, you got the firewood from the DD's guitar.
Fire, okay?
Yeah. It's survival.
It's for survival.
And then bug spray is pretty self-explanatory as well.
It's because I really thought that there was, you know, the normal camping stuff, and then we just bring something that makes it unique.
It sounds like you're getting used to glamping at Ditya. It sounds like you're becoming accustomed to modern society.
Oh, we're going camping here.
I'm bringing my car. We're gonna have even if we're dying, at least we're dying to some good music, you know.
Debatable. All right, I think with that we're gonna close it up here.
Guys, go check out Pratham Gujar and the Tech Check. Amazing podcast. I got to listen to some of your stuff. Wicked educational and informative. So great job on what you're doing. Pratham, do you have a few words you want to say?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, just thank you guys for having me on. It was really fun, you know, just talking with you guys about camping and technology. It was just nice and, you know, fun to talk to you guys.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. Pratham.
Thanks for being here again. If you want to go on a real camping trip with us, we'll definitely set that up.
Of course.
you know, the old corny outro. We got a DTS guitar didn't last long, so the fire's kind of burning down. we'll see you next time when we get some more firewood.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have plenty of firewood, but you just real quick before we close, you know, once again, thank you, Pratham. Look forward to seeing something on the tech check with us, and hopefully we can make that out soon. As always, you know, follow us on our socials. Check out season one. We're super excited for season two. We've got so much lined up. And we are not burning my guitar for firewood, but we will see you next time on Tales of the Trails.